Lovato? My wife would be happy if I pronounced that correctly. From the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience and Automotive Store. Good morning, Sal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Once again, seeking an amendment because my members operate convenience stores. They do not fit this definition. They do not fit the definition in the legislation calling for basic vapor business as a description. They are not. They are convenience stores and sell a lot of vaping products. And I need to just point out to this committee, the vaping products we sell are closed system products. They are not the open system products that are sold in vape stores that are actually the cause of the health concerns that are bringing this to light legislatively. These are closed systems. They cannot be adulterated, and they are not the cause of the problem. So eliminating the sales from my members' stores would be incorrect. So we need an amendment to change that so that they would not be precluded. Also, in with the concern of the underage purchases, we are more than willing to put in electronic age verification systems, which is much stronger than even liquor stores utilize. And there's a huge difference because in liquor sales, if you're under 21, it's illegal for you to possess it. In the products we sell, it's not illegal for you to possess it if you're under 21. It's just illegal for us to sell it to you. We are more than willing to make a compromise and have electronic age verification to eliminate that problem. But the amendment needs to be made to change the definition here so that we're not directing everybody into vape shops and taking away the convenience of them buying them at the many convenience stores around the state. Thank you very much.
So, how much are their sales down in terms of tobacco use?
I can't give you an exact figure on a percentage of tobacco use. I can tell you that sales in the past 10 years have gone down dramatically. However, we have found that the use of the vaping, the closed system vaping products have been a better margin product for us, and they have increased over the past few years. And we are finding again that people are relying on these products, and we've been touting them as such proudly, that these products are helping people get off of tobacco. I wonder if I would have used it if they were available 31 years ago when I stopped smoking cigarettes. There's a lot of people that utilize them, and the convenience factor of convenience stores does help in that regard for them to make these purchases rather than traditional tobacco purchases. I hope that that answers your question, Senator.
I just think that issue is now debatable in terms of the tobacco product.
Could you repeat that, Senator? I did not hear what you said.
In terms of whether or not it is, there is that kind of difference. Yeah. You understand?
I forgive me, Senator, I'm not understanding your question.
Okay. The effect that has these new products.
The effect that the new products have had on tobacco sales, I can't answer that question. I believe from conversation with members that their customers are making these purchases in lieu of traditional tobacco products. So if I had to make a statement, I would say that these vape products have increased while traditional tobacco products have decreased.
Very much so. reach out. That's it.